And today's time trial at the Tour de France has been marred by Mark Cavendish having urine thrown at him. Fellow Briton Chris Froome has extended his overall lead, finishing second in the time trial. That's the latest. I'm Kevin Gover.
This is Phoenix FM.
Movie. Flight controllers, listen up. Give me a go, no go for launch. Booster.
Go.
Retro.
Go.
Vital.
Go flight.
Guidance,
go.
Surgeon.
Go flight.
Ecom.
We're go flight.
GNC.
We're go.
Tell me.
Go.
Control.
Go flight.
Procedures.
Go.
Inco.
Go.
FAO.
We are go.
Network.
Go.
Recovery.
Go.
Capcom.
We're go flight.
Launch control, this is Houston. We are go for launch.
Showtime.
It is 6 o'clock on Wednesday evening, and it's time for another instalment of the Stage and Screen Show. Tonight, part two of our John Williams special, an hour of the very best music from the very best composer.
We better back up. We don't have enough road to get up to 88.
Roads? Well, we're going. We don't need roads.
Thank you.
opening this John Williams special sequel. That was his Oscar-nominated theme and prologue to Oliver Stone's 1991 political thriller JFK, which examines the events leading up to the assassination of President John F. Kennedy and alleged subsequent cover-up through the eyes of former New Orleans District Attorney Jim Garrison, played in the film by Kevin Costner. The film became embroiled in controversy, and upon its original cinema release, many major American newspapers ran editorials accusing Stone of taking liberties with historical facts, including that President Lyndon B. Johnson was part of a coup d'etat to kill Kennedy. JFK, the movie, was nominated for 8 Academy Awards, including Best Original Score, and won 2, Best Cinematography and Best Film Editing.
Phoenix FM.
So, if you caught part one of this John Williams special a few weeks ago, I've hopefully already convinced you that John Williams is one of the greatest, most influential and successful film composers of all time. In a career spanning over 6 decades, he's composed some of the most memorable scores in cinematic history. Williams has won 5 Academy Awards, 4 Golden Globes, 7 BAFTAs, 21 Grammy Awards, and has been nominated for a total of 48 Academy Awards. Now, last time I was focusing on his early works, the scores he composed before 1990, the list of which includes such masterpieces as Star Wars, Superman, E.T. the Extraterrestrial, Jaws, and Indiana Jones. But tonight, it's his more recent stuff. Now, there isn't going to be time to include absolutely everything that Williams has composed post-1990, but I'm going to do my best to get through as much as possible. And although his early works are impressive, in my view, the more recent scores are even better.
Thank you.
Well, it may be very hot outside, but that was somewhere in my memory. The instantly recognisable score to John Hughes and Chris Columbus's 1990 heartwarming Christmas family comedy, Home Alone. And despite the weather, definitely not to be missed out this evening. Released in the same year as JFK, the movie starred a very young Macaulay Culkin as Kevin McAllister, an 8-year-old boy who is mistakenly left behind when his family flies to Paris for their Christmas vacation. Kevin is then forced to defend his home against two would-be burglars, played brilliantly in the film by Daniel Stern and Joe Pesci. The film is listed in the Guinness World Records as the highest-grossing live-action comedy film ever made.
Phoenix FM.
And then the following year, in 1991, John Williams' work was being heard in cinemas across the globe once again. The theme to the fantasy adventure film Hook, directed by Steven Spielberg and released in 1991. The movie acts as a sequel to J.M. Barrie's 1911 novel Peter and Wendy and tells the story of a grown-up Peter Pan who has forgotten his childhood. However, when his old sparring partner Captain Hook kidnaps his children, Peter must return to Neverland and reclaim his youthful spirit in order to challenge his old enemy. Hook features an all-star cast including Robin Williams as the grown-up Peter Pan, Dustin Hoffman in the title role, Julia Roberts as Tinkerbell, Bob Hoskins as Smee, and the always brilliant Maggie Smith as Granny Wendy.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Well, let's move on. And in 1993, John Williams wrote the score to what is arguably Steven Spielberg's biggest film to date.
Thank you.
John Williams' stirring theme to Steven Spielberg's groundbreaking science fiction adventure, Jurassic Park, released in 1993, based on the 1990 novel of the same name by Michael Crichton. The film centres on the fictional Isla Nublar near Costa Rica's Pacific coast, where a billionaire philanthropist and a small team of genetic scientists have created a wildlife park of cloned dinosaurs. Jurassic Park is generally regarded as a landmark in the use of computer-generated imagery and a colossal box office success, grossing over $900 million worldwide. It surpassed another Spielberg movie, E.T. the Extraterrestrial, to become the highest-grossing film released up to that time, although it too was surpassed 4 years later by the juggernaut of a movie that was Titanic.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Now, 1993 was a very busy and diverse year for Steven Spielberg and consequently for John Williams, as in addition to Jurassic Park, they also had a major gear shift and released this.
Thank you.
incredibly moving in its own right. John Williams' Oscar-winning score to Steven Spielberg's 1994 epic Schindler's List, which I don't think it's an exaggeration to say is generally regarded as one of the greatest films ever made, and went on to win 6 additional Academy Awards, including Best Picture and Best Director for Spielberg. The film tells the true story of Oskar Schindler, a German businessman who saved the lives of more than 1,000 mostly Polish Jewish refugees during the Holocaust by employing them in his factories. The movie starred Liam Neeson as Schindler himself, Ralph Fiennes as SS officer Eamon Gott, and Ben Kingsley as Schindler's accountant, Itzhak Stern.
Phoenix FM.
In a career spanning more than 4 decades, Steven Spielberg has made a number of movies which either focus on war and its atrocities or use war as a backdrop, most of which have been scored by John Williams. The best of these is undoubtedly Schindler's List, but at number 2, also set during World War II and made 5 years later in 1998, I would put this.
Thank you.
Hymn to the Fallen, John Williams' inspirational theme to Steven Spielberg's epic war movie Saving Private Ryan, which was released to critical acclaim in 1998. The film is set during the invasion of Normandy in World War II and is notable for its graphic and realistic portrayal of war and for the intensity of its opening 27 minutes, which depict the Omaha Beach assault on the 6th of June 1944. Saving Private Ryan was nominated for an impressive 11 Academy Awards, including Best Original Score for John Williams, and won a total of 5, including, quite rightly and once again, Best Director for Steven Spielberg.
Phoenix FM.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And now, at 6.36, it is time for this week's stage and screen news. And we don't have any backing track to this, so I'm just going to read it to you without the distraction of the background music. So here we go, this week's theatre news. The producer of the film Monty Python and the Holy Grail has won a legal claim for royalties from the spin-off West End production Spamalot. Mark Forstatter claimed that he was entitled to money that the film continues to generate, including the stage show, which describes itself as lovingly ripped off from the 1975 movie. He said he should be treated, for financial purposes, as the seventh Python. Although the judge ruled in his favour, how much Forstatter will receive has yet to be finalised. During the trial, which ran from November last year until January of this year, three of the original members of Monty Python, Michael Palin, Terry Jones and Eric Idle, gave evidence. Idle is listed as the writer of the stage show, along with John Dupree. The judge today said that Forstatter's claim to be a seventh Python and to be a co-creator of the material was a mistake because the Pythons are and were very jealous of the brand and very protective of their creative genius. Terry Gilliam directed Forstatter's, or rather described Forstatter's claim as utterly laughable, while John Cleese said it was ludicrous. And moving on, also in this week's theatre news, Claire Sweeney is to star in a tour of John Godber's play, September in the Rain, which will tour the UK from September. The two-hander also stars John Thompson and is being directed by Godber himself. Sweeney's theatre credits include Educating Rita and Tell Me on a Sunday, and Thompson is best known for his TV work, including Cold Feet and The Fast Show. Finally, in this week's stage news, Owen Arthur is to reprise the role of Francis Henshaw in the West End production of One Man, Two Governors. He will return to the production on September the 23rd, when Angela Griffin, best known for appearing in Coronation Street, will make her West End debut in the show. She will play Dolly, a part that's previously been played by Jodie Prenger and Amy Booth Steele. Arthur previously played Francis Henshaw in the Theatre Royal Haymarket last year, having originally been understudy for James Corden when the production opened at the National Theatre in 2011. One Man, Two Governors, written by Richard Bean and directed by Nicholas Heitner, is currently booking at the Theatre Royal Haymarket until March the 1st, 2014. New productions opening in London this week include, on Saturday, July the 13th, Dirty Dancing, the classic story on stage, featuring all the hits from the original movie soundtrack, returns to the West End and will this time play at the Piccadilly Theatre. And then next Tuesday, the 16th of July, Talk Show by Alastair McDowell and directed by Caroline Stibis opens at the Royal Court Theatre downstairs. And I think at this point we will take another track from John Williams, and then I'll come back and give you the movie news written by Vicky Bufton a little bit later. of the Fates, written by John Williams for the 1999 George Lucas film Star Wars Episode I, The Phantom Menace, which was the fourth installment in the movie saga set in a galaxy far, far away, and the first in the story chronologically. Episode I was Lucas's first production as a film director after a 22-year hiatus, following the original Star Wars film, and only his fourth overall.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And now, complete with backing music, I hope, here comes this week's movie news, written, as always, by our movie journalist, Vicky Bufton. Jurassic Park 4 will be stomping its way into cinemas in 2015. New director Colin Trevorrow, director of indie film Safety Not Guaranteed, is intent on keeping the feel of the original film. The script is being kept hush-hush for now, but rumours of a fully working park experiencing a meltdown have been doing the rounds. Director Guillermo del Toro has said that he'd like to team up with Charlie Kaufman to adapt Kurt Vonnegut's notoriously tricky to adapt Slaughterhouse-5. Although del Toro has several projects in the pipeline, he's already got a studio lined up ready for when the script is completed. And Kenneth Branagh's Cinderella is shaping up nicely, with Stellan Skarsgård joining the cast that already has Helena Bonham Carter as Fairy Godmother and Kate Blanchett as the Evil Stepmother. Shooting starts in London this autumn. And out at the cinema this week, Monsters University. Find out how Mike and Sully become beasties in this prequel to Monsters, Inc. And Pacific Rim, again, Guillermo del Toro's Monsters vs. Robots, driven by humans and starring Idris Elba, summer blockbuster has landed. Consider the apocalypse cancelled. And finally, Trap for Cinderella, a dark and unnerving Brit thriller about friendship and obsession. And the UK box office top five this week. Man of Steel flaps his cape at the outskirts of the top five, falling three places from last week's number two. World War Z follows quickly behind him into fourth to make room for new arrivals Vince Vaughn and Owen Wilson in The Internship. Now You See Me appears from nowhere to land in at number two, but even bank-robbing magicians can't shake Gru and Despicable Me 2 from the top of the chart. Well, just before the movie news there, I was playing the score to Star Wars Episode I, which, as I said, was the first in the story chronologically of the Star Wars adventures. And speaking of first installments in epic movie sagas, in 2001, John Williams first recorded a theme that would go on to be heard throughout cinemas across the world on an eagerly anticipated regular basis for many years to follow.
Thank you.
Hedwig's theme, composed by John Williams for the magical fantasy film Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone, which was once again directed by Chris Columbus, who Williams had worked with on Home Alone 11 years earlier in 1990. The film, which is of course based on the best-selling book of the same name by J.K. Rowling, follows Harry Potter's first year at Hogwarts School of Witchcraft and Wizardry, as he begins his magical education and begins to learn of his past. The movie was nominated for 3 Oscars, including Best Original Score, and is the second highest grossing film in the Harry Potter series, behind The Deathly Hallows Part 2, which is the final film in the saga.
FM.
Well, now let's jump forward in time a full 10 years to 2011 and this. Once again, working in collaboration with director Steven Spielberg, that was the Dartmoor theme, composed for the 2011 big screen adaptation of War Horse, based on Michael Morpurgo's 1982 children's novel of the same name. The film was nominated for 6 Academy Awards, 2 Golden Globes and 5 BAFTAs, and although it didn't win any, John Williams did take home the BMI Film and TV Award for film music.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And now, to bring us right up to date, let's finish with this. Closing the show this week, the score to Spielberg's 2012 epic historical drama Lincoln, composed, of course, by John Williams. And that brings us to the end of another show. After the news, Melanie Watson will be here with Body Talk in association with Spire Hartswood Hospital. Thank you, as always, to Vicky Bufton for her screen news and to you for listening. And I hope you can join me next week for more from Hollywood, Broadway and the West End. That's the Stage and Screen Show next Wednesday at 6 p.m. only on Phoenix FM. So until then...
So long, farewell, I'll be here saying goodbye.
Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
That's all, bro.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM News.
From the Sky News Centre at 7, an SAS sniper who could be jailed after being convicted of possessing a pistol and more than 300 rounds of ammunition says he has no regrets in fighting the case.